So there's a new study that came out recently suggesting that women have to put in less minutes per week to see health benefits opposed to men. I think the real interesting stat of the study was that men needed 300 minutes a week of moderate to vigorous physical exercise to see their biggest reduction in the risk of death, while women only need 140 minutes a week.
Risk of death from what?
So they did all-cause mortality, but they also broke it down to specifically cardiorespiratory or cardiovascular disease, like a heart attack or stroke, where women also saw a bigger increase or essentially decrease in dying from those reasons if they exercise more than 150 minutes a week.
You're listening to the Addicted to Fitness podcast, brought to you by Elemental Training Tampa. Now, here's your hosts, Nick and Shannon Birch.
Thanks for stopping by and checking out another edition of the Addicted to Fitness podcast. We are going to give you guys another study that suggests that women have all the luck when it comes to health and fitness.
What a load of crap.
We'll explain that to you later in the podcast. But before we do that, we want to thank you guys for tuning in this week and every week. We're checking out the download numbers on a regular basis, and we see that you guys are not only listening, but you're sharing the podcast with a friend. So another way you can help us grow is to leave us a rating and review in Apple Podcasts or your preferred podcast app if you haven't done so already. So we do appreciate feedback. You guys can also follow us on Instagram at the ATF Podcast. That is a great way to connect with us directly by sending us a
or
DM.
Correct us
directly by sending
we say
us a DM.
Really outrageous statements.
Like what? Anywho, let's keep on going. So we're going to go into our training recaps. You told me you had a pretty big milestone for training this past week. I don't know if it was a milestone, but you're tracking your time spent training. It seems to be pretty steady as of late.
Yes.
So what did you do for your training recap this weekend? Or this week? This week?
I have been doing more minutes. I've been tracking my daily minutes, and basically for the last month and a half, I've had, or at least a month, 5 weeks. I've increased my consistency as well as my time investment each week. So tracking that is very rewarding if you are looking for a really quick way to get some satisfaction with your health and fitness journey. Tracking is a wonderful reward system. So all I've been doing is just tallying up my minutes. And I went from having maybe like an hour. If I was lucky in a week, I'd get like an hour, maybe an hour and a half worth of workouts training time in to like three hours, sometimes four this past week because of some outdoor activities as well. I like got up to like five.
Mm-hmm.
So that felt pretty good. And it's a nice combination of essentially all of my favorite workouts. I've got my P-Volve, my spinning, my yoga, and I've also added in like some little cardio workouts like shadow boxing, which I haven't done in ages. Mm. But believe it or not, like boxing used to be one of my favorite workouts.
Mm-hmm.
So it feels nice to go back to those types of things. And then adding in some core workouts, just as some additional strength. I'm kind of breaking my times. And when I can't do like a 40 or 50 minute workout, I break them into like 20 minute workouts. And I do one in the morning. And then if I can squeeze one in like somewhere else during the day, I've done it like while dinner's cooking or, if I just happen to have like a 20-minute down period.
Mm-hmm.
And that's been really helpful. That has really helped me get those minutes of training in each week. So,
well, that's pretty appropriate because that's kind of what we're going to talk about in the main topic of discussion, minutes training, especially for females opposed to males. But before we do that, I want to compliment myself on my week of training. Also, I want to compliment you because you said you did not only have those numbers increased, it seemed to been able to you've been able to increase those numbers over the last month or so, but you also got to do a 60-minute Peloton ride recently, right?
I did. That was my first 60-minute Peloton ride in years, which was pretty big deal.
Mm-hmm, I agree. I think it's a big deal.
And I think I inspired our daughter because she was on the Peloton today for at least 45 minutes.
Yeah, she jumped on that Peloton several times. So I got to get some Peloton into this week. I did a nice 15-minute Peloton to a kettlebell circuit workout in the morning. Got my two jiu-jitsus in, including a jiu-jitsu gi session, which I don't usually get to do. So that was fun. That's a great whole nother kind of skill set that I get to practice. That was kind of the extent of my training this week. Been really busy at work, so I had to do some more gym associated stuff. So I would say, some work associated stuff. So I would say you probably definitely kicked my butt as far as minutes trained this week.
Also, I did gardening.
Yes, you did gardening.
Which, mm-hmm. If you added your outdoor time, I bet you'd be pretty similar.
Yeah. Like I said, I got to cut grass this weekend. So I guess I did a little bit of outdoor work also. So that is also moderate. I would consider that both our outdoor trainings this weekend as moderate exercise for sure.
Yeah,
if not
try
intense.
To wrestle up some weeds that don't want to let go.
Mm-hmm.
It's fun.
So that is for training recaps, but it kind of segues right into our main topic of discussion, and really it is about the benefit of a certain number of minutes trained that the men see opposed to women, or vice versa. So there's a new study that came out recently suggesting that women have to put in less minutes per week to see health benefits opposed to men. So basically, the study breaks down like this. There was about 400,000 individuals. I'm assuming they broke down it. They didn't say if it was an even split between 50 and 60, or between women and men. But 400,000 individuals, they tracked them over I think it was about 27-year period. And they basically surveyed about what type of exercise, when their weekly exercise routines, how many minutes they trained on a weekly basis. And at the end of the study, they discovered that approximately 10% of them passed away, and about 25% of those who passed away died of cardiovascular related diseases. Within those numbers, they actually, the people that passed away, they found that women that exercised, I believe it was 130 minutes a week. Let me double check that. Women who exercised for at least 150 minutes a week were 24% less likely to die from any cause than women who exercised less than that. But men who exercised for at least 150 minutes a week were 15% less likely to die than other men who did not reach that threshold. I think the real interesting stat of the study was that men needed 300 minutes a week of moderate to vigorous physical exercise to see their biggest reduction in the risk of death, while women only need 140 minutes a week.
Risk of death from what?
So they did all-cause mortality, but they also broke it down to specifically cardiorespiratory or cardiovascular disease, like a heart attack or stroke. Where women also saw a bigger increase, or essentially decrease, in dying from those reasons if they exercise more than 150 minutes a week. But, as we should say, this is just an observational study. Basically,
yeah, you're just drawing a correlation.
Correlation, but not causation.
Right.
So basically, it was a survey that people filled out, but they didn't factor in, whether people smoked, their BMI, they really didn't factor in, according to this, ethnicity, so any pre-existing genetic conditions, things like that. So they just associated how much exercise people got opposed to when or how they died. Now, like you said, it's not a study that proves that exercise can reduce your chance for mortality, but it's another piece of evidence that suggests that. But I think it's interesting the fact that women seem to benefit more from exercise opposed to men.
Well, do they benefit more? Well, or is it just that they don't need as much?
Well, I guess, yeah, that's a better way of putting it. But so men would have to, if you look at it minute for minute, women benefited more from exercise minute for minute. Like I said, 150 minutes of exercise for women is more beneficial, according to this study, than 150 minutes of exercise for men. And that's essentially the weekly requirement for physical activities, 150 minutes of moderate to vigorous exercise plus 2 days of strength training. So that's kind of the requirement. So according to the study, men have to exercise a lot more in order to get the same type of benefits or reduction in all-cause mortality that women do, which I think is interesting because, I mean, I don't know if it's possibly a kind of, I'm sure it's probably a genetic thing, but also based on gender, about do women, physiologically, do they get more benefit out of exercise, or is the type of exercise women different, the type of exercise that women do different from men, typically?
Hmm.
Are more women more apt to do cardiorespiratory exercises opposed to strength training exercises? Like historically, or because I think, we've talked about it before how, sometimes, weightlifting, women think they're going to get bulky if they do weightlifting.
Right.
Which we've talked about before on the podcast, how anybody, women and men, it's hard to put a ton of muscle on unless you're kind of an outlier. You have to have quite the regimen of weight training in order to put a ton of muscle on. But I think women, I think maybe because they have less muscle mass or things like that opposed to men, typically they can get a lot of benefit from just a moderate amount of exercise, just a part as far as minutes go, So I think it's just another piece of evidence that suggests whatever, not just doing something is beneficial. Like you don't have to hit a huge high number of exercise minutes per week, but just any little bit can contribute to reducing or contribute to your longevity.
Yeah.
So I think I think it's an interesting study yet again, but like we said, and we should say for all they do in the articles that we looked up, is that it's observational. So it's not, there's just one piece of evidence that can tell you that, in addition to eating right, getting plenty of sleep, trying to reduce stressors, having gratitude or things in your life to help with your mental health, exercise can help that component or help all those things combine to help with your longevity.
Well, isn't it still like the average lifespan still longer for a woman than a man?
Yeah, typically it is. Yep, so women.
Somewhat demonstrating that women seem to have a bit more longevity inherently by the nature of their gender.
Yes, possibly. Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And I think we've talked before, because I've heard people talk about it before, is that one of the reasons why that is because typically men are more risky. They take more risks. They also typically do. And it's starting to change now, is that they typically do jobs that are more dangerous, like construction, bridge building, working on skyscrapers, things like that. They just tend to do jobs that are probably, on a year-to-year basis have more worksite deaths. So And we also make really rash decisions too. Men do. So we,
poor
yeah, we have poor judgment even when we're old. So, you know,
nice.
Case, I mean, not that I would say if I had to go out on a limb, I would say there's probably more male motorcycle riders out there than women. And not by much. I see plenty of women riding bikes, but I feel there's probably a lot more men out there riding motorcycles, especially with no helmet on.
Oh my God.
So that is case in point right there of why we make we make poor decisions. So there's one quote from one of the articles we found that I thought was really important that kind of tied it all together. About kind of just the fact that this is another piece of evidence suggesting how important exercise is to longevity. One of the doctors quoted said, if I said to a patient, hey, I have a medicine that you can take every day that will not only help to prevent heart disease, heart attacks, cancer, memory loss, dementia, but will also improve your mood, people would be going nuts for it. And the truth is it exists. It's just not in a pill form. It's in sweat equity as an exercise.
Yeah.
So we've said it time and time again. We've tried to stress that there is no magic bullet when it comes to health and longevity. It's a combination of all those things we've already listed in addition to exercise. I think this is just another piece of evidence to suggest that, you know, especially for women, it suggests that you guys get a ton of benefits to longevity based on your gender due to exercise. So, I mean, just another feather in your hat, you know? I mean, this health and fitness thing, it just seems to be so easy for you ladies.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm being sarcastic, okay? I know women have a lot to deal with when it comes to health and fitness, so I try not to undermine that whatsoever.
Oh,
I just think it's almost comical to poke fun at my better half right here.
Yeah.
Yeah, because she knows how ridiculous that is.
Because I very nearly punched him when mm-hmm. you said the first statement.
That's right. So, the takeaway is everybody can benefit from exercise. Men, maybe we need to work a little harder. How about that? Do you like that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so there we go. Now we're all happy. Ladies, keep working hard. Men, work harder. There we go.
Do more.
That's right. So now we're going to go into what's got us pumped for this week. I think I stole Shannon's what got her pumped.
Yeah.
What's got her pumped?
What's got me?
What's got you pumped?
That's very, very good English.
I know. So I know she was, I kind of spilled the beans about doing the first 60-minute Peloton in a long time. So I apologize, but
yeah,
I'm assuming you're pumped for that.
That was really nice. Mm-hmm. I haven't done like a consistent 60-minute cardio workout at all.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just very enjoyable. I know, like you were saying, the last time you did an hour was probably when you were doing triathlon.
Yeah, or at least triathlon training. Yeah, for sure.
And I know biking 16 miles is probably not everybody's, you know, fun, but it just felt so good.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, and I'm still able to sit in case anybody's wondering. Mm. Yes, I can still sit, but that's a whole other skill set of just navigating bike seats.
What was the instructor?
I actually did two. I back-to-backed them. Mm-hmm. I did a Dennis Morton and a Matt Wilpers. I love them. Love them both.
That's excellent.
So, yeah, it was fun.
Well, good. I'm glad we got to reiterate. That's what got your pump, and I'm sorry that I basically spilled the beans early.
Well, what's got you pumped?
Well, what's got me pumped is that our favorite electrolyte powder is now going to be available at Target. So if you guys, probably a couple months ago, maybe last year sometime. Well, it was definitely last year, but almost a year ago.
Last year.
That we did a test, taste, and review. Taste, test. And review. I said it twice, and I knew it was wrong twice. A taste test and a review of Waterboy,
right.
Which is Shannon actually discovered. It was an electrolyte kind of packet, similar, I would say, to to like liquid IV to replace your electrolytes.
Right.
But what we've discovered is so much better, in my opinion.
Yeah.
You know, I've had liquid IV, several different variations. They're all too sweet. They're either full of actual sugar or sugar substitutes. And they don't have a ton, when you look at the numbers, of electrolytes, whether it be sodium, potassium, B12, which, you know, I know is might not be an electrolyte, but it's definitely something you could help, you know, you need when you lose the B12 vitamin when you exercise and or sweat. So this is, the Water Boy is a great substitute. And now, you know, we used to have to just, you know, buy it from the website to get it here, and it would take a little longer than we would like, but now... Sounds like we need to just go to Target and pick it up.
And well, yeah, it's really good because you have or you've had a tendency just finish off a bag.
Mm-hmm.
And then I go in because I use it much less frequently and it's always gone. I'm like, damn it.
That's true. I do that. I so need to. Now I'm going to buy a bag and keep it in my car. So
I know. I just leave a couple for me.
Mm-hmm.
Because it really... I only use them now, like when I did my 60-minute spinning, I realized like how I did not increase my water intake enough.
Mm-hmm.
After that, so I woke up like feeling so dehydrated. So I had one of those, and it put me right.
Well, see, we endorse it, folks. You know, go back and check that past episode. Probably just put Waterboy in the search engine at addictedtofitness.libsyn.com. That's the only place you'll find all over 400 plus episodes that we've done over the 8 years that we've been podcasting. So once again, addictedtofitness.libsyn.com. You know, Apple Podcasts and Spotify, they have about the last 100 episodes. So if you want the whole catalog, go to that website.
Go to the interwebs.
Mm-hmm. The interwebs. So thank you for tuning in this week, guys. Hopefully you learned a little something. And please let us know if you did by leaving us that rating review in Apple Podcasts or Spotify. And you can connect to us on Instagram at the ATF Podcast. Got anything else for them tonight?
Nope.
This has been another edition of the Addicted to Fitness Podcast, and we'll check you next time.
Bye.
For all things Addicted to Fitness, you can check out our website, addictedtofitnesspodcast.com. You can also give us a follow on Twitter, at the ATF Podcast, and like and follow the Addicted to Fitness Podcast Facebook page. Last but not least, please give us a rating and review in the iTunes store. Thanks.